Here are two headlines from today's front pages. First, officers see need for bigger Iraq force. That's from the Washington Post, citing U.S. military commanders in Iraq who say that they will need more troops to put down the insurgency there. And then there's this headline from the Boston Globe. Hawks push deep cuts in forces in Iraq. That story cites several defense policy intellectuals in Washington, supporters of the war in Iraq, who now say that it would be better to have fewer U.S. troops in Iraq. Well, General Jack Keane is former vice chief of staff of the U.S. Army and now a member of the Defense Policy Board, which advises the Pentagon. He joins us to talk about these various criticisms of whether there are too few or too many U.S. forces in Iraq. Welcome once again.
Glad to be here.
According to the Washington Post-Dispatch, the forces that are now available for pursuing insurgents, say around Fallujah, are limited by the demands of reconstruction of Fallujah, and therefore they need more forces. True or not?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. What the command is taking a look at some options of possibly increasing the troop strength for two reasons. One is to continue the momentum that they've achieved with collapsing Fallujah, and with that they obviously have to protect it. And then the second thing is 60 days elections in the end of January, and they clearly want to consolidate as many of these communities as they can, and of course Baghdad itself is a real concern to them. If the election doesn't work in Baghdad, then the election doesn't work. And that's driving them to think through whether they should bring a small element in to increase the troop strength.
A small element meaning what?
A brigade or two, you know, 5,000, 10,000 at the most. They could either leave troops that are already there who are destined to go home, bring some others early, or target some troops that are not targeted for Iraq yet.
Last week, the New York Times reported on a seven-page classified report prepared by Marine intelligence officers, and they seem to feel that if U.S. forces did not secure Fallujah right now, that the insurgents could simply appear in greater numbers. They would rise out of the ashes, almost, from what we read in this.
Well, it really is two phases. The first phase, obviously, is to secure Fallujah, and that's happened. In other words, we drove the insurgents out, and we're returning Fallujah to the Fallujians. The second thing is the insurgents are going to contest it, obviously. And we'll have to make certain that, at least for a period of time, that we're there in support of the Iraqi security forces while that's taking place.
Okay, so you're talking about a small increase in the number of forces in Iraq. Here's what Michael Vickers, a Pentagon consultant, formerly CIA, someone we here often ask about special operations, is quoted as saying in that Boston Globe story I mentioned earlier. He said, "Our large direct presence has fueled the Iraqi insurgency as much as it has suppressed it." In other words, we're sending more targets over there.
Well, I think there is some truth to the fact that when I was over there, I did an assessment for General Casey during the summer. And it is true that the insurgents are regenerating. That's a fact. Some of it is anti-Americanism. Some of it's also hooliganism, lack of jobs. It's a complex series of reasons for why it's taking place. But clearly, what we need to do right now is continue to train the Iraqi security forces so they can take our place and not prematurely send our troops home until those Iraqi security forces are, in fact, ready to take over.
Yeah, generally, I don't mean to use the word that way, but when I've asked generals or retired generals how many troops are needed for such a purpose, they always ask, what's the mission? It depends what the mission is. Right now, what is the mission in Iraq? Is it just to get an Iraqi government installed after January, or is it to defend that government from attacks from other Iraqis?
Well, in terms of the coalition forces, clearly it's to, first mission is to provide a secure and safe environment for an election. Second one is to certainly provide part of the protection for that government with the Iraqi security forces. And as these forces are capable of taking over, they will. But it's too premature to make that judgment now.
So you can't talk about reductions, you think, until you can see an Iraqi security force that's really functioning and working.
That's correct. And it's going to be uneven, as it has been up to this point. But I was encouraged by what I saw. The thing that encouraged me the most is the fact that the Iraqis will fight and they're willing to die for their country. And I'm convinced that they will. When you have good leadership, they'll respond. And when they have lousy leadership, you're going to get an inadequate response. And we've had some of that.
Jack Keane, thanks for coming in once again.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Retired General Jack Keane, former Vice Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army.